Welcome to FalconCast, the podcast that dives into the lives of Fitchburg State students and the ways they navigate through college. I'm your host, Alexander Maggio. In today's episode, we sat down with a freshman who has managed to find his way through college by partaking in different clubs and organizations. Dylan Mercier is a biology major involved in the Smash Bros. Club, the Pokemon Club, and the Biology Club here at Fitchburg State.
All right, so can you start off by stating your name and what year you are in and what your major is?
All right, well, my name is Dylan. My major is biology with a health science concentration. And as of right now, I'm currently in the Pokemon Club and the Smash Bros. Club, and also the Biology Club.
It's worth noting that coming into this interview, we expected to talk to Dylan only about the Smash Bros. Club. However, we then learned that he was involved in two other clubs on the Fitchburg State campus.
Could you tell me a little bit about the Smash Club and the Pokemon Club? You know, tell me what it is, what you guys do in the club, like, what's it all about?
All right, so I've only been to the Smash Bros. Club once so far, a couple weeks back, I think. When we were there, we kind of just chilled out and played Smash Bros. The Pokemon Club, we do a lot of things in there. Of course, everything's around, centered around Pokemon. As of lately, these past couple of weeks, we've been voting on our favorite Pokemon from different regions. What we do is we choose a region, and then we vote on the Pokemon from that region.
How do you feel that's helped get by and be able to, you know, kind of ease the stress, make things more easier to go through college?
Well, it helps me bond with other people over a topic that we all like Pokemon, for example. And it kind of gives us, well, it gives me a familiar face to see around campus. Like all the people in the Pokemon Club, every time I walk by them, we kind of say hi to each other for a little bit. And the Smash Club, the kids in that club seem pretty cool. I think I'd like to get to know them a bit more, but as of right now, I don't really know them, so I'll have to work on that.
We should also note that at the time of this recording, Dylan had only been to one meeting of the Smash Bros. Club. However, we learned what made him interested in the club and what he found to be beneficial as a member of the club.
So what appealed you in your interest for the Smash Club? Have you played the games before or just have been very interested in the games and then found this club as a way to make your way in and talk about the game?
Okay, well, actually, I think before I joined the Smash Club, I actually stayed away from Smash Bros. For several years because the community was kind of wild and put me off a little bit. But I decided to lighten up a little and come out of my box a bit more. During Rock the Lounge last semester, I saw some people playing Smash Bros. And I said, okay, maybe I can get into this more. So I picked up one of the controllers and I tried my best. And of course, I wasn't very good, but I actually still had fun, and I said, oh, wow, this game is actually pretty fun. So I decided to get into it a little bit more and join the Smash Club because, again, I also thought it would be a good opportunity to meet new people.
I don't know if you've mentioned this, a biology club. What are you learning from that, and how do you think is it appealing to you and learn about biology?
Yeah, I did mention a biology club a little bit earlier. And I decided to join it this semester because I said, what the heck, I'll join an extra club. And I'm a biology major already, so it kind of works out in that way. As of right now, we've kind of only had one meeting. We meet every other Tuesday, I believe. So we haven't really gone over much just yet. We've talked about things like making certain science projects in the club, though, and even going on a trip to the art museum sometime in April. And also, I remember there was this one event you could attend with the club that involves cleaning up a certain area near the campus.
What do you think is your best advice for someone going into college? What would you say could help them get through college that would make their life so much more easier?
Well, you should definitely ask for help when you need it, especially in any class you're having trouble with. Everyone's happy to help. The teachers, the tutors, you name it. You could even get other students to help you if you wanted. And if you want to maybe get to know people better, then you should definitely join clubs here because that has helped me.
So now that we've gone over all this and your struggles having to adapt to the college life, all that in general, what do you think is your major, what we're calling it, is a hack, your college hack where you found a way to a loophole or a shortcut that could that ended up helping you be able to ride through college very smoothly?
Well, I don't know if I would call this a hack per se, but definitely asking for help whenever I need it. I tend to ask like a lot of questions. Sometimes I fear that I'm annoying because I ask so many to the teachers, but again, they're always willing to help you whenever you need it. So because I ask so many questions, I end up like thoroughly understanding what I'm doing, and that helps me get good grades and, you know, stay in college.
That wraps up our time for today's episode. I would like to thank Dylan for coming on to the podcast and participating in the interview. I would also like to thank Logan Corrado for interviewing our guest. This is Alexander Maggio, signing off.
This is Martin Haley, maintainer for the Capital Planning Department. You're listening to Prasanthi Ava with the Pittsburgh State Podcast Network.